This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Cohen. FBI Director Robert Mueller is on Capitol Hill today. For the second day in a row, he faces lingering questions about the 2001 anthrax attacks. Scientist Bruce Ivins worked on anthrax vaccines and was questioned by the FBI. He committed suicide in July before the FBI could indict him for the attacks. His death leaves many questions unanswered, especially for Patrick O'Donnell. He's an anthrax survivor who lives in Levittown, Pennsylvania. NPR's Katia Dunn reports.
Since he got sick, Patrick O'Donnell has never been back inside the post office in Trenton, New Jersey, where he touched a letter containing anthrax. 6 years, 7 months, and 23 days later, he stood in the parking lot of the building, a few miles off the turnpike, and looked in the window.
I'm speechless. Feel anxiety. So I just don't even want to be around here.
Before the attacks, O'Donnell thought of himself as an easygoing guy. He loves golfing and music. He's a fan of the Grateful Dead, and he's been to dozens of their shows. He grew up in the area, and he says he has so many friends here, he's never seen any reason to leave. But he's a different man now. He still sorts mail. He works in an office just a few miles away. But these days, if someone cuts him off while driving or annoys him at work,
I'm ready to rip the guy's head off instead of laughing, where I used to just laugh and say, you're a tool, see ya, you know? And now it's just like, I just want to grab the guy by the neck, and that's not me. And that drives me crazy.
In October of 2001, O'Donnell had 12 years in as a mail sorter. When he got the gig, just a few years out of high school, he was thrilled. Plenty of vacation time and holidays, good money. Usually he unloaded flats of magazines, but one day that October, his boss asked him to fill in for an hour sorting first-class mail. A week later, he woke up feeling terrible.
I went and looked in my bathroom in the mirror, and I was like, oh my God, my neck was 32 inches. It was like this, and I had a big like lump in my chest. So I just like, I came out here, gave my mom a kiss, and I said, I love you. I don't know if I'm going to be back.
O'Donnell checked himself into the hospital just as the anthrax story was unfolding. 5 people were killed and 17 were injured before it was over. The staff walled off his room. For a week, he watched doctors, nurses, and people from the FBI and CDC coming and going, all through the haze of a morphine drip.
There's not one person walked in without being fully suited up. And I'm just sitting there watching TV because that's pretty much all I had. Everything's breaking loose and people are dying now and I'm watching and my coworkers are sick and...
Come on!
Good boy. Good boy. Yeah.
Every morning, O'Donnell gets up and takes his pit bull, Otis, to the park. He lives alone. Dating, he says, is not something he thinks about since the attacks. He says the things that keep him calm are golfing, the anti-anxiety drug Xanax, and his dog.
I don't know what I'd do without him. I'd probably be going nuts. I probably would have hung myself.
One bright spot, his group of close friends. Jim Chamberlain has known O'Donnell for more than 20 years. They went to high school together.
As soon as you get to the Phillies game, he's ready to turn around. It's third inning. It's like,
Chamberlain says his friend doesn't stay out with the guys like he used to.
Well, we could have done this much at home, you know. Could have caught those first couple innings, but it's Pat. That's what I mean. You just learn to accept it.
But accepting is what O'Donnell can't bring himself to do. He's been in a lot of therapy. He knows he has symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder. What he doesn't know is how to move on. Standing outside with his friend, O'Donnell laughs at his obsession with the attacks and says a song by the Grateful Dead pretty well sums up the past 7 years.
What a long, strange trip it's been.
And it's a trip that's not over. O'Donnell says it was a relief when he learned that the FBI had closed in on a suspect, but he knows this development won't solve all his problems. He says he's happy just to go a whole day without thinking about anthrax. But those days are rare. As the song goes, sometimes the light's all shining on me. Other times, I can barely see. Katia Dunn, NPR News.